Welcome to the audio introduction for Octopolis. Octopolis is written by Marek Horn and directed by Ed Madden. Performances run until the 28th of October, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45pm and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45pm. The show is 1 hour and 40 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £12.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Octopolis features Ewan Miller as Harry and Gemma Redgrave as George. Professor George Grey is a brilliant behavioural biologist who, alongside her recently deceased husband, became world-renowned for her pioneering research into octopus intelligence. Mainly, the intelligence of one particular octopus, in fact, Francis, who still resides in a large purpose-built tank in George's campus accommodation. Into this house of grief walks Harry, an ambitious anthropologist, dispatched by the university with permission to test his breathtaking new theory on Francis. The nature of his assignment is shocking to George and threatens to tear her world apart in more ways than one. After entering through the studio door, there is a performance space ahead of you. The long back wall measures 8.5 metres and is covered by an ocean blue curtain. There are two short seating banks either side, measuring 4.8 metres, and a long seating bank opposite the wall, also measuring 8.5 metres. All of the walls around the studio are covered in a deep blue plush velvet material. Most of the stage is covered by an old, once ornate, damask pattern rug in various shades of faded cerulean blue. The rug measures 4.25 metres by 6.8 metres. Towards the back of the stage is a long bench, its top painted dark wood with black metal legs. It is 3.4 metres long, 40 centimetres wide and 50 centimetres high. The bench is sturdy, and during the performance the actors stand and sit on it and rest against it. Once the performance begins, the blue curtain at the back of the stage is drawn open, revealing a long screen that runs the whole length of the stage. This is the side of Francis's tank. Its depths are misty and filled with deep colours that symbolise the information Francis might be signalling. When the actors describe the colours she changes to or emits, those colours spread like smoke through the tank. As the play opens, George and Harry dance to The Gene Genie by David Bowie. Their movements are loose, but they are tentative. They stand opposite each other at the front of the stage and on the long side of the carpet, never getting too close, but still connecting with each other.
Hello, my name is Ewan, and I am playing Dr. Harry Giscard in Octopolis. Harry is wearing a slightly formal outfit, but one that is also suggests age and a slight weatheredness. He's got quite vintagey style brown waffly trousers on that are faded and used. He wears kind of matching brown woolen socks and boots that are also scuffed brown, suggesting age. He also wears a sort of shirt that is a light sky blue that sort of looks as if it's come off the bottom of the sea, and a watch that is old enough in terms of its face and strap to have been something like his grandfather's watch. He also wears glasses, which are similar to the glasses that Louis Theroux used to wear in his 30s. Glasses for observation. Harry is white. Sounds very English, but considers himself French. He has, I think he's described as clean and kempt in a fastidious public school kind of a way. That's one of George's lines in the play. But his hair is never mentioned, and it is kind of curly, long, not very well looked after. He's an anthropologist, so he's probably spent a lot of time travelling around, being in other places, and his hair has been the last thing on his mind. So it's quite kind of curly, octopus tentacly, and loose and kind of unkempt. It's probably the part of him that's most unkempt. Harry is very tall, kind of, I suppose, lanky, if it's okay to use that word. He's, I'd say, skinny-limbed, quite awkward, and his physicality is one that sort of suggests closeness in the beginning and awkwardness as he sort of gets to know George and responds to the environment, but his physical journey goes from being something quite locked in towards something looser and more comfortable with himself. He basically goes from being something quite hard and hard and stuck to being something much more loose and flowing as he becomes comfortable with his emotions and learns lessons inside the play. He's quite rigid. And when you see flashes of him in the future or hear flashes of him in the future, in those moments he's dancing much more confidently, like someone like David Bowie might have. So what's a quote line do I like? A line of Harry's from the play would be, "I spend my life watching people, George. Watching people and looking for sameness."
Hello, my name is Gemma Redgrave and I play George Grey. And in the production, I wear a dark blue, quite loose but fairly cropped sweater with a grey vest underneath and a pair of quite sort of vaguely baggy dark blue culottes, and I think the clothing sort of represents the sort of territory of grief that she's in. The dark blue is also replicated on the set, and also the fact that she is a very seasoned yoga practitioner, and so the clothing sort of manifests that a little too. I have a sort of a bob. My hair is quite bobbed, which I thought was sort of appropriate for her. I don't think she takes a great deal of trouble over her appearance, and it's an easy sort of haircut. Actually did it myself, don't tell my hairdresser. And I also I do wear makeup because the play is quite emotionally intense, and I found during rehearsals you don't need to wear makeup in this space because it's so intimate. Everybody you don't need to sort of make more of your features, but I found in rehearsals that the emotional intensity and heat of the play in certain places meant that my skin would go very red, and I thought that could be quite distracting for the audience, so I put a bit of base on to take that down. I don't wear my glasses, no. Although I do read in the play. This play has no props. So although props are referred to, he handed me a coffee. "What are you reading?" he says. There are no props in the play. It's referred to, it's a texture, and there's the mess and clutter in the room is referred to, but we have a bare stage, so that everything is suggested by description, but not by the reality of what you see.